got it right here.
WUVT-FM is licensed to the Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University and is operated by the Educational Media Company at Virginia Tech. We operate on 90.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 6.5 kilowatts from a transmitter located on top of Price Mountain. Our studios are located in the Squires Student Center, Suite 350. WUVT also operates microwave oral STL station WLJ456. Questions and comments about the operation of the station should be directed to our business office at 231-9880 or by email at wuvtamfm@vt.edu. This is WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I am Discount Joe, as you might have been enlightened to by the previous DJ. I consider playing the second act of that opera to start us off, but honestly...
I got it right here.
Nah, that's okay.
You don't know what happens?
I do. You'll play it next week, honest. If you play it next week, I will listen. I mean, I'll be here, because I usually show up early, but like an hour early. But yeah. So yeah, we're not going to be playing opera. What we are going to be playing is some music that might have naughty words in it, because Ajit Pai is legally required to call off his FCC murder squads at these late hours, so some of the music you might hear might permanently scar your children or whatever. So if you're like a kid and you're listening, congratulations on being really cool and staying up this late to listen to public radio, or not public radio. Well, I guess we're public in the sense that we're a publicly, like regionally, we're public for the New River Valley. Whatever. First song coming up is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, Robot Stop. It's about feeling like a robot when you're busy all the time, and that's kind of a mood right now. One, because it's pretty late, but also just in general, semester just started and already all sorts of crazy stuff is, you know, demanding my time and attention, so cool. I hope you enjoy.
We'll be right back.
I'm
Alrighty there. That track was I Think I'm in Love by Spiritualized. It's a good one. It's a good one. Off the album. Ladies and gentlemen, we are floating in space. Every 10 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. Do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation could help save the lives of 3 people in need. You can visit www.redcrossblood.org for more information and to find a blood drive near you. Alright, so coming up next is a request from WUVT legend, friend of the station, friend of the show, Fred the Beatle Man. And the request was not the Beatles, as his name might suggest. It was actually Radiohead, specifically the track Creep off of the Radiohead album Pablo Honey. I like this track a lot. I know my sister's not a huge fan of it, but she's lame and dumb, and this track's dope. So I hope you enjoy.
I'm a creep. I'm a consolation prizes to my next of kin alive. And I can't see the future, but I know it's watching.
Those last two tracks there were Laughing with a Mouth of Blood by St. Vincent, was what you just heard, preceded by, of course, Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads. David Byrne's Talking Heads there. So it only seems reasonable that what should come next is the collaboration between St. Vincent and David Byrne, something that nobody really knew they wanted until it came out. I haven't extensively listened to this, but from what I remember, it was good. So I'm just going to play track 6, the one that's recommended, The Forest Awakes by David Byrne and St. Vincent.
The forest awakes, a desert at dawn, a mountain at night, and the river moves on. The people awake, they're marching along. The streets are alive with a terrible song. Forwards and backwards in every direction, the atoms perpetual motion. The shifting of light on the banks of the river. I'm free, but I'm keeping my clothes on. I know for a fact that the bigger the front, then the bigger the back. My heart beating still through the perilous night. The bombs burst in air, but my hair is all right. The shifting of light on the trees and the houses I drown in an ocean of perfume. The strangeness of words, how meaning keeps changing, but somehow the beauty will find you.
Drunk drivers, this is not a good thing. I don't don't mean to rationalize or try and explain it away. It's not okay, drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It's too late to articulate it, an empty feeling. You share the same fate as the people you hate. You built yourself up against others' feelings and it was all just an act. It was all so easily stripped away. But if we learn how to live like this, maybe we can learn how to start again. Like a child who's never done wrong, who hasn't taken that first step. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all, we're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers, put it out of your mind and perish the thought. There's no comfort in responsibility. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Killer whales, killer whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Killer whales. Listen to him. It's not too late. Turn off the engine, get out of the car and start to walk. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers, drunk drivers, drunk drivers. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. Kill the whales, kill the whales.
A song ostensibly about drunk driving and killer whales, but apparently it's about like he watched Blackfish and he got sad for Shamu, which is understandable. I mean, the things they do to those killer whales down at SeaWorld is unconscionable. But in any case, WUVIT, or WUVT, I should say, would like to remind you not to drink and drive like Will Toledo there. It does not matter if you have had one drink or 10, if you are driving 100 miles or just one, alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or someone else. So do yourself and everyone else a favor, and make sure you do not drive while under the influence of alcohol. Or any sort of intoxicant or anything like that, you know. I feel like that's more important to mention these days. Anyway, coming up next, we've got the OC's track. I like these guys a lot. I've played them in the past. If you're familiar with my my old show, which was 12 to 2 in the afternoon, not 12 to 2 in the morning. The OC's, yeah. And the track we're going to be playing is Withered Hand from their album Mutilator Defeated at Last. So, yeah, it sounds pretty intense. Apparently, this is a pretty intense album, even relative to their usual output. So, we'll see how it is. Thank you. Alrighty. Those last two tracks there were Flyway by Caro Caro Bonito and Long Road No Turns by Daughters. Both of those are spicy new tracks for this year? No, actually, the KKB came out last year, but Daughters, that's this year, if I recall correctly. I don't know. In January, February, the years sort of seem to blend together in terms of music releases. In any case, both good tracks, in my opinion. I like them a lot. You're listening to Discount Joe on WUVT 90.7 FM in the wee hours of the morning. It is 12:58 right now. So we're about to enter the second hour of the show. You know, where I last week I played some rap music, and I'm going to do that this week as well, just not to as extreme of a degree, just a few tracks here. And then we'll get back into the sort of eclectic stuff that you hopefully know and love from this program. So coming up next, I'm going to play Mad Villain, probably one of my favorite rap albums ever, Mad Villainy by Mad Villain. The track is all caps. Remember, all caps when you spell the man name. And I hope you enjoy it. So I actually just put it in here. I, for some reason, forgot to do that before I came on, so that's a little awkward. But it's by MF Doom, Daniel Dumoulin, Mad Villain. He has many, many aliases, all very similar in terms of sort of his lyrical style is pretty consistent across them, but each with its own little quirks. Mad Villain here, the reason it's such a good project, in my opinion, it's got Madlib, who is an excellent producer, makes some good beats. So yeah, and if you don't enjoy rap, this track is very short, so it'll hopefully be less painful for you.